This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The federal COVID public health emergency officially ends on Thursday. It lasted more than 3 years and brought with it some real changes to the American healthcare system, chief among them, telehealth. The growth of that kind of care has been especially strong in telemental health, connecting with a counselor, a psychologist, or another provider by video or phone or text. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, that has likely changed mental health care forever.
Since pandemic lockdowns and mask mandates ended, a lot of medical care has gone back to being in person again. Not so mental health care. More than a third of it is still delivered via video, phone, and apps. It used to be difficult to get reimbursement for remote therapy under Medicare and employer-based plans. Then came COVID.
I think it absolutely unleashed telehealth in a wholly different way.
Joanne Volk co-directs the Georgetown University Center on Health Insurance Reforms.
They pulled off all the restrictions and paid parity for providers and lowered cost sharing for patients, and it worked.
Medicare, for instance, now covers therapy and substance use treatment via video and phone for all patients, says Nirmita Panchal at the Kaiser Family Foundation.
We've seen uptake in particular rural areas where, even leading up to the pandemic, they encountered unique barriers.
Like a shortage of providers and long distances to clinics. Urban and suburban folks have also embraced telemental health.
Knowing that I could do it over Zoom was kind of a game changer.
Janelle Nanos is a mental health patient in Boston and a journalist.
Last year, I started on a project that involved some pretty heavy material, specifically abuse against children, and I was just thinking about really hard things.
Nanos has done a lot of trauma coverage and is writing a book about parents who sex traffic their kids. She has two young children of her own. She's never seen her therapist in person, doesn't even know where her office is. There's a $20 insurance copay for every virtual visit.
I don't have to drive. I don't have to clear my schedule. I can just kind of like log on, have that conversation, log off, send her a Venmo, and we're done.
The shift has been a game changer for therapists, too. Katrina Gould has been practicing in Portland, Oregon for 30 years. She sees more than half of her clients by video now and is busier than ever. She does have concerns, though, about missing observations like a patient's body language.
I still 100%. Prefer to be in the presence of another person. There's a lot of information that I can't get on Zoom.
She gets reimbursed the same amount by insurance, whether a client is in person or on screen. But some other providers aren't so lucky. Insurance companies can set some of their reimbursement rules, says Joanne Volk at the Center on Health Insurance Reforms. And she worries they might actually start to restrict in-person therapy to control costs.
One of the things to keep our eye on is whether or not telehealth is pushed, especially by insurers, to replace in-person visits, that you must use telehealth first or exclusively.
She says some states have passed laws protecting patients' choice to see providers online or in person, and to make sure providers are reimbursed at parity for either kind of care. Volk says there are also concerns around equity and unequal access to broadband, smartphones, and computers. Some studies have shown telemental health has been adopted most by white, higher-income people.
If we've made gaps worse for people who are low-income or racial or ethnic minorities, it needs to be watched and tweaked going forward. I don't think we're going back ever, but we need to make sure that access is equitable.
Meanwhile, in most cases, you still can't see a therapist virtually unless they're licensed in the state where you live. But few other pre-pandemic barriers to telemental health care remain. Medicare and Medicaid coverage has been extended or made permanent. Many private insurers now cover treatment via video, audio, text, and chat. Telemental health care is here to stay. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.